So just fire deputy.
The man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Make our own. Welcome to the show, folks. This is the American Freedom Party Report here on Sunday, March 18th, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We are on for 2 hours here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you're invited to call in anytime during the course of the show. If you'd like to call in early now, that would be great. The number is 800-313-9443, and I promise I'll get to your call as soon as it comes in. 800-313-9443. I know I've got one caller who I left hanging on Friday. Let me see if I can see his name and apologize and extend that rain check to that caller. I don't see him right here on my board. So anyway, anybody that wants to call in, 800-313-9443. I won't keep you waiting. Well, plenty to talk about, plenty of good news. Let's see. Is there any bad news in the last 48 hours? I don't think so. I may have missed something. Remind me if I've missed something. But it's all good news in this Trump era. All positive information on how the Trump revolution is proceeding. First and foremost, the FISA gate meltdown proceeds apace. Astounding behavior by the people that we've been saying on this show. How long have we been saying it? Need to be in jail and are going to jail. People like Andy McCabe, who was in fact fired after we closed the show Friday. Jeff Sessions did in fact fire him, I think that night, Friday night. And that minor consolation prize that supposedly denies him all or part of his pension, that's good, but that's peanuts in the overall equation. I think the most important thing about him getting fired is that finally somebody was in fact disciplined. Up to this moment, Jeff Sessions has not reprimanded, fired, or prosecuted anybody, nobody, zero, in this situation where we are witnessing the greatest crime in American history. It's taken place, you know, much of it's taken place already, but the crime continues. The criminals are still seated at their desks in the FBI and the Justice Department and elsewhere. And none are punished. The cover-up, the crime continues. So it's good that one person, the left can't believe it. Somebody was actually fired. One of their powerful insiders, Andy, as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page call him, was fired. And there's no coming back on that. McCabe gave a bitter farewell message. And that's one of the things we'll talk about in today's show, is the bitter, crazed, demented messages that are coming from these people. The latest one we've received is Eric Holder, the former attorney general appointed by Obama. He was attorney general from 2009 until 2015. When he resigned, he said, for personal reasons. I don't think anybody knows what they are. 2009, we don't know. Let's put it that way. 2009 to 2015, He was there for most of the Obama criminality. He was replaced by Loretta Lynch. She also needs to go to prison for her criminal actions. But Eric Holder really, let's see if we can get to the quotes here. Eric Holder, speaking at a fundraiser for a Democratic candidate for judge in Milwaukee, he let it rip with just popping off. I'll try to find that story on Eric Holder. I don't want to spoil it by telling you what he said. I'll look to some other. Well, Judge Jeanine, let's listen to this for just a second. This is Judge Jeanine talking about Andrew McCabe, about whom Holder is commenting. We'll hear that in just a moment. But here's Judge Jeanine speaking right into the camera as if she's talking to Andy McCabe.
Threaten Jim Comey.
Well, let me go back a little bit. I missed some of the stuff there. She's talking about these crazy statements that have come out in the last 48 hours.
Activities. And the intrigue continues. While you threaten Jim Comey, and threaten that if you go down, everyone else will, Jim Comey writes a conciliatory tweet that, quote, "You stood tall over the last 8 months and served with distinction for 2 decades, close quote. He's clearly hoping that you won't testify against him. This is a classic crime family takedown. Who is going to rat on whom? If this were the movie The Godfather, Cardinal Comey is a capo de tutti. Andrew McCabe is the enforcer. Lisa Page is both the consigliere and the gourmand, and Peter Strzok is a button man. And it looks like Strzok, who signed the warrant application to the FISA court, was a close friend of Judge Contreras, who signed the warrant. It's so damning that the judge recommended a social setting where there could be a surreptitious meet with a cover of a dinner party so the judge wouldn't be required to take himself off the case. Even Bob Mueller knew enough to take Strzok off his investigation because Strzok was so dirty. Andy, you can complain all you want that you were unjustly fired, but the facts contradict that. You should have been fired a long time ago. You should lose your law license, and you should have been taken out in cuffs. And that's my open. Tell me what you think on my Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram.
There you go, folks. That's powerful stuff. You know, Judge Jeanine was a judge. She was a prosecutor. She's not just a talking head on TV. She's got a lot of standing. And when she says the deputy attorney general should have been taken out in cuffs, that's strong talk. That's like the strong talk we heard from Joe DiGenova, former federal prosecutor, same kind of qualifications as Judge Jeanine, Joe DiGenova, who said, described James Comey as the best known bad cop in America. Calling him. So handcuffs from Judge Jeanine, the epithet bad cop from DiGenova, that's very strong language. And Donald Trump is responding to all of this. Let's take a look at his latest tweets. And Holder really opened the door for some nice online combat with this. Let me go to Holder's comment. If you haven't heard this, it's pretty unbelievable. It's worth rehearing. Former Attorney General Eric Holder. I'm not even going to read. This is coverage in a left-wing rag. So I'm going to go to just his quotes. He said, "To the extent that they," meaning the Republicans, meaning us, "to the extent that they want to have a fight, let's do it. You want to rumble? Let's rumble. You want to have a knife fight? We're going to do it. Now, folks, that's violent language. He's clearly losing it. He's like James Comey, who just sent out a message saying, well, first of all, in an insane act, he's going on a national book tour to pretty much the coastal cities like New York, Los Angeles, Miami, to the liberal bastions. He's staying away from flyover country, making one stop in Kansas City, tossing a bone, I guess, to the rest of us. But this is going to be very interesting. The publication date for Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty. And I want to put out the version of that, A Hired Loyalty. I hope that gets some traction. A Higher Loyalty. Now, what's the whole sense of that title from James Comey? Well, I'm not loyal to, let's say, the oath I took as the director of the FBI. I'm loyal to something even higher than that. I'm loyal to something even higher than the law. And I like the term that Donald Trump uses. This guy is sanctimonious on steroids. So he has a higher loyalty. Of course, what he's famous for being, and has been for decades with the Clintons, he's famous as a fixer. He doesn't have a higher loyalty, but I like a hired loyalty. And he's gotten quite wealthy off of these fixes that he has done for the Clinton crime syndicate. Let's go to the president's tweets. The most recent tweet I see here, let me hit F5. The most recent tweet is 8 hours ago. And let's go back 8 hours. Here's one of his tweets. We'll go back even a little bit earlier. He says, the fake news is beside themselves that McCabe was caught, called out, and fired. How many hundreds of thousands of dollars was given to his wife's campaign by crooked Hillary friend, Terry McAuliffe, who was also under investigation? How many lies? How many leaks? Comey knew it all and much more. Then in his next tweet, our president writes, the Mueller probe should never have been started, in that there was no collusion and there was no crime. It was based on fraudulent activities and a fake dossier paid for by crooked Hillary and the DNC and improperly used in FISA court for surveillance of my campaign. Witch hunt. And of course, some of this isn't kind of like shorthand because of the text limit in Twitter. And then his next tweet. Wow. Watch Comey lie under oath to Senator G, that would be Senator Grassley, when asked, quote, have you ever been an anonymous source or known someone else to be an anonymous source, unquote. He said strongly, never, quote, never, no, unquote. He lied, as shown clearly on Fox and Friends. So Donald Trump's watching all of this. Then he said, he tweeted 8 hours ago, spent very little time with Andrew McCabe, but he never took notes when he was with me. I don't believe he made memos except to help his own agenda, probably at a later date. Same with lying James Comey. Can we call them fake memos? And of course, what he's referring to there, folks, is that Comey said he has all kinds of contemporaneous memos and notes that accompany his meetings with Donald Trump. And McCabe is now claiming the same thing and apparently turning those over to his good friend Bob Mueller for the witch hunt. And then in his most recent tweet, our president says, why does the Mueller team have 13 hardened Democrats, some big crooked Hillary supporters, and zero Republicans? Another Democrat was recently added. Does anyone think this is fair? And yet, there is no collusion. So, the of course, Donald Trump's just like us. He's he's watching all this exactly as you are and I am, and he's astounded just as we are also. Let's go to some other stories here that we might cover today, and you're welcome to call in on it, 800-313-9443. Let's go to another moment in that Piro show yesterday. She's got a great opening statement here. Listen to this. This is yesterday.
Who just fired Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe claims victim status, seeking to join that elusive hood of crooks who feign innocence when they're caught dead to right, claiming his downfall is a result of a series of attacks designed to undermine his credibility and reputation. Andy, I don't know how to break this to you, but the only reason you're even in the news is because you're a liar. And when you lie under oath and to the FBI, you're a wrongdoer, you're a cheat, and you're an offender. So, McCabe, are you a crook too? Consider this. General Michael Flynn, who put his life on the line every day in the military, lied to the FBI about something that wasn't even criminal. And now he's a convicted felon. Martha Stewart lied to the FBI, and she is a convicted felon who went to jail. So you lie not only to the FBI, but to the Inspector General and under oath, and you were even given an opportunity to take it back, but you still lie. So they're crooks, but you're not. You're in the news because the Office of Professional Responsibility, after the Inspector General's investigation, says you made unauthorized disclosures to the news media and you lack candor. You lied about the Clinton Foundation investigation and you leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, which you're not authorized to do. But we shouldn't be surprised. Your boss, Jim Comey, also leaked information to get to the New York Times because he didn't have the guts to stand up and say what he wanted to say himself. And you think you're being targeted? You're not that important. Nobody's looking to bring you down. But your wife gets $700,000 from the Clinton cash machine, and you handle the Clinton email investigation. A 5-year-old could see the ethical conflict of interest.
Now, I'll just pause it there for a moment. A lot of references are going by there from Judge Pirro. And what we hope is that these months and months of educating the public by Sean Hannity, by Tucker Carlson, by Greg Jarrett, by Jeanine Pirro, by Laura Ingraham. And where are all those people, by the way? They're all at Fox. And, of course, our own small effort here and other smaller efforts to educate the public, that they've taken root and that the public is now sufficiently educated that when someone like Pirro goes through the timeline in shorthand fashion, as she is now doing, that the public will recognize references. I think we're there. I think the public is getting informed. We'll be right back after this break.
The For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing.
Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. You want to get ahead, you got a hump, then get it. Merle Haggard the Great. Let's see here. Let's go to, we were listening to Jeanine Pirro, and I was offering the thought, I think that Pirro and Hannity and all the others, these heroes in our cause, a small, hardy band of people who've hung in there for a year. This is hard work. Hannity's had to devote hundreds of shows to what somebody could say, wait a minute, I'm getting bored with this. I've heard this over and over again, but there's a reason it has to be said over and over again. It grows every day. It metastasizes. But the public has to be, this is a tremendous feat of communication, is that how many people have been kept informed? Let's just throw out a big number there, like 100 million, have been kept informed. and have been educated. Otherwise, this would all sail right over their heads. And this is how our enemies have gotten away with their crimes oftentimes in the past, is they kept it complicated enough and obscure enough that John and Jane Doe never saw what happened, never got it. And it was kept from them. But the public's been educated. And now the left, well, let's go back to, let's let Jeanine Pirro finish up here where she left off, because I cut into her. Here she comes, right back where we left her.
And we entrust you with the power of the greatest law enforcement agency in the nation. And you not only use it to your own advantage, you use it to your political and financial advantage. And everyone knows that when you lie to the FBI, it results in automatic dismissal. Now, you claim that your firing is part of an effort to undermine the special counsel's Russia investigation. You know what? The only Russia investigation that should be going on should be one looking into Hillary and that whole gang for the Russian sale of uranium to Russia. But it's going to get worse for you, Andy, when your sidekick, Peter Strzok, and his girlfriend are called on the carpet for their criminality. You lied about your relationship with Strzok, who worked for you, while the three of you tried to affect both the presidential primary and take down a duly elected president by starting a Donald Trump Russia inquiry, when the only person who colluded with the Russians was your girlfriend Hillary, your friend Barack, and the CFIUS Committee of Clinton Foundation associates that approved the sale of 20% of our uranium.
And folks, sorry, I had to cut her off there. Again, the all of those references, like CFIUS Committee, the Committee on Foreign Purchases, which almost the entire committee is composed or was composed at the time of Uranium One, another reference that could be obscure if you haven't been well informed. That entire committee okaying that deal to sale of our uranium, 20% of our refining capacity to Russia, that committee was staffed with Clinton Foundation members. You couldn't make this stuff up. It wouldn't be accepted as a plot for a novel. It's too bizarre. It's too twisted. No, it's just the truth. And when he says your girlfriend, Hillary Clinton, talking about McCabe's wife. Imagine if you're a writer of strange fiction, strange tales. And you go, well, see, let's make it really juicy. Let's make the corrupt deputy head of the FBI, let's make his wife a corrupt politician who accepts, how much, let's see, about $750,000 cash from Hillary, who meanwhile, let's have her accept $145 million cash from the corrupt Uranium One criminals. We'll be right back with more of this. Good chance to call in during this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and
we're back,
tired
folks.
Of being sick and tired of
thanks
being
for tuning us in here at the American Freedom Party Report. This is also the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, soloing today, 2-hour show, welcoming your calls. If you call in, I'll get you right on the air. Won't make you wait. Let me give you a gem from yesterday. You're going to love this. This is worth the price of admission right here. What did John Brennan do yesterday? Who's John Brennan? He's the former CIA director under Obama. He quit his job as CIA director the day that Trump came into office, or he ran all the way up to that point. And let's see, when did he start as CIA director? John Brennan, you're not going to believe what he says here in just a moment. CIA director from 2013, appointed by Obama, and then he ran all the way to inauguration day for Donald Trump, January 20th, 2017. So he was in there for 4 years. Here's what he said, wrote, mind-boggling. Former CIA director John Brennan reacted to the firing of FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and President Donald Trump's celebration of it by tweeting a strident attack against Trump. You got to be sitting down for this one, folks. You not in your lifetime have you heard something like this. This is the CIA director outgoing addressing the new president of the United States. And remember, John Brennan, we've been talking about it, the people zeroing in on FISAgate are certain that John Brennan and James Clapper, heads of the CIA and director of national intelligence, respectively, are as dirty as hell in FISAgate. They knew what was going on. They knew the criminality. They were part of the plot to stop Trump from getting elected, to exonerate Hillary Clinton so that she could be elected, and once Donald Trump won, to destroy him and remove him from office. John Brennan, up to his eyeballs in that plot, right at the center and at the top. So here's what he just tweeted yesterday. And can you believe the chutzpah of this kind of behavior? But folks, as I say, the polarization of our society has never been so great. The fight is on. It's wonderful. Finally, and you know, how lucky all of us are to be here, to be able to be part of this is the crucial fight in our history. He says, John Brennan, I'm not making this up, when the full extent of your, and he's addressing Donald Trump, your venality, moral turpitude, and political corruption becomes known, you will take your rightful place as a disgraceful demagogue in the dustbin of history. You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you. This is not a skit, folks. That's what, using the term loosely, your previous director of the CIA, that's what he just said to the greatest president in American history. Look at the words he uses. Your venality, moral turpitude, you couldn't use stronger language, and political corruption. You will take your rightful place as a disgraced demagogue in the dustbin of history. Well, John Brennan, he went to college. He may have heard of the term in psychology, projection. John Brennan, you're talking about yourself, buddy boy. Venality, John Brennan. Moral turpitude, John Brennan. Political corruption, John Brennan. Dustbin of history and demagogue, disgraced, John Brennan. They can't take it, folks. And they're, you know, across the board, they're doing this. Comey is tweeting this way. Brennan now. Now get this, but there's another one. There's another one to come. Another one of the names, one of the people that should be going off to prison, is a former Obama ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power. And what is Samantha? Now, the focus, the spotlight has hardly turned on Samantha Power. Her turn is yet to come. But people like Sarah Carter and John Solomon and Sean Hannity, people investigating this, they're on to Samantha Power. One of the things noticed about her is that part of FISAgate was the unmasking, the illegal, felonious unmasking of Americans, many of them, possibly thousands, in the course of the illegal spying on American citizens. Samantha Power, what business does she have doing this? From her position as ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, who has security clearance, she's part of the, you know, intelligence community, she was using that power given to her by Obama, who expanded the power to do such things. She was requesting the unmasking of, she did many of these unmaskings. Ooh, This is going to come back to bite her in the fanny. Let's read on here. This is the Breitbart coverage of this. The president's critics seem to like Brennan's tweet. In fact, it confirmed what Trump has been saying all along, that the senior leadership of the intelligence and federal law enforcement services had become highly politicized. Now, folks, that's just nice. I mean, that's so polite. That's nice of the reporter here at Breitbart to use that terminology, and that's what he should do. But here on the radio, we don't have to be so polite. Highly politicized? I mean, does that really describe what has happened here? No, I like Brennan's terminology. Venality, moral turpitude, corruption, disgraced. I like that language, Mr. Brennan. Only it applies to you. That impression was only reinforced further by a tweet from former UN Ambassador Samantha Power, whose full role in unmasking Americans who appeared in foreign intelligence wiretaps has yet to be exposed. Now, listen to this, folks. Listen. This is the way they're talking. Remember, you just heard Eric Holder say, you want to fight? You want a knife fight? Let's do it. Okay. Here's what she says. A one-sentence tweet. Not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. Are you kidding? Not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. In other words, okay, how do you read that, folks? I like, you know, what Jeanine Pirro was saying. This is like out of a Godfather movie. I forgot the terms for all the people in a mafia hierarchy, but the Don, the Consigliere, and other, she mentioned other names. I ought to learn them, because that's what this is. This is a mafia that we had running our government. Not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. Well, what is that? Sort of like, not a good idea to piss off Don Corleone. That's what she's saying. Don Corleone's going to take care of you. Not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. What do you mean by that, Samantha Power? What the hell do you mean? You self-righteous, sanctimonious. I mean, is this the comportment of a United Nations ambassador? Or is this the comportment of a street broad in a mafia gang? Not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. Okay, let's go on here. Power's warning echoes that of Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, who warned Trump last January in the midst of heavy leaks to the media by the FBI and intelligence services. Quote, this is what Schumer said in January. You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Ooh. More mafia talk there from Chucky Schumer. These are threats. And that was when Donald Trump was being sworn in. He got a threat from Charles Schumer. You know, it's like what in the movies, you get you find a dead fish wrapped up in newspaper in your bed. Or another way of sending a message, you get a mysterious delivery of flowers, meaning you're a dead man. Thank you, Chuck Schumer. Thank you, Samantha Power. For these Democrats, going back to Breitbart, it seemed natural to threaten the president with retaliation by the intelligence community. They showed no concern for the abuse of power that might entail. Let's see here. Oh, Samantha Power, realizing that she had told the truth, she tries to walk back her tweet later. Let's see how many hours she waits. She tweets the not a good idea at 9:30 in the morning on March 17th. Later that day, in the evening, after dinner, 7:34 p.m., She's thought about this a little bit, and she's gotten a few phone calls probably from people saying, Samantha, oops. Here's what she tweets later after dinner, after that breakfast tweet. Whoa, just home and see much misinterp of earlier tweet. It's testament to polarized times that it could be misread as referring to something other than Brennan's indignation. So we'll translate. Not a good idea to upset John Brennan. He will raise an angry and eloquent voice. Okay, so let's see. How did she modify it here? Good job, Samantha, except bad job, because you just repeated yourself, baby. Not a good idea. It started out with not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. Okay, her next tweet says exactly the same thing. She doesn't use the word piss. She doesn't use piss off. But she does say not a good idea to upset. The only thing she's changed is she replaced piss off with upset. Then Breitbart writes, given her own role in unmasking American citizens, that revision may be less than convincing. Let's go down a little further. Now, by the way, we've had the same kinds of messages from Comey, from Robert Mueller. It's as if all of them have lost their minds. Let's go to a caller here. Chris, near Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Well, thank you, James. I am, and I'm greatly intrigued at your conversation today and how accurate you're observing things, although I think there may be a few things that are possibly being left out that I might call your attention to.
Go ahead.
Well, you're mentioning some math and power, and I think that's very, very appropriate. However, there are some other, let's call them, splinters in the woodpile. We can look at, of course, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice. We can look at, of course, all the entourage there in the DOJ and the FBI, and it's not just me that's calling this out, although I've been recently threatened to shush and stop talking about the corruption in the FBI and the DOJ. I'm going to continue to do so at the very risk to my life, just like they threatened Trump's life.
Let me thank you, and I want to continue down that list, and all those names you're adding, very good names. But let me say this about that, as Richard Nixon used to say. I don't remember, let me say this about that. Folks like Sean Hannity, who's and Jeanine Pirro, I mean, listen to it. Joe DeGeneva saying the top bad cop. Jeanine Pirro saying you need to be marched out of your office in handcuffs. This is to the director of the FBI and the assistant or deputy director of the FBI. What these folks, these heroes in the right-wing media have done for you, Chris, and for me, one reason I can be more comfortable saying things like what I say on this show without fear or concern of the FBI landing on me or some, you know, police state, deep state people landing on me personally. I'm a little minnow in the pond. So these big whales in the media, well, I don't want to call Jeanine Pirro a whale. I'll call her a sleek walleye. a whale like Sean Hannity or you know, they've taken the heat off of you, Chris, and me. So if you thought you had some heat from, you know, maybe the local FBI office had the time to go after I don't mean to call you a minnow, but a minnow like me and a smaller fish also like you, they don't have time for us guys anymore because they've been taken on, that is the dirty ones in the FBI. They now have to deal with big, big foes that are taking up all of their time, which frees us up. The heat is off of us, Chris. What do you think of that?
If I might call your attention to George Orwell's comments that in times of tyrants and despot dictators wannabes, truth becomes terrorism. And this is what, unfortunately, we find ourselves in today's world of false reality and the fake news network, when all of us truth trailers, and you mentioned a few, Janine Shapiro, Joe Genova. In fact, I watched a panel with Joe DeGenova, Chris Farrell, and Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch back several months ago when the Pedogate stuff was unveiling and perhaps some cursory addressings of the uranium on Rosatom, Hillary Clinton gang, along with Mueller and others, scandal, John McCain, to name another one, in selling 20% or more of your America's weapons-grade uranium stock to Russian enemies. Can I have a little bit more?
Yeah, look, we got a break here coming up, and we'll be back. If other callers want to call in, this is a good chance. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'll say the coming weeks are going to be exciting. I'll go into that in just a bit. I want to talk about these things right after we finish up here with Chris near Las Vegas. Chris, complete your thought, if you would, please.
Well, thank you so much, James. Well, when we look back over the recent history, even going back before the Obama administration, we've had a long train of fixer attorney generals. The whole Department of Justice and most of the FBI at the very top ranks. And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, the dead fish or the horse head in bed or the flowers, a dead fish always rots from the head down. And when you have abject, corrupt criminals masquerading as the heads of the agencies to cover up crimes and to carry out their extortionate and blackmailing operations to hide pedophilia, child sex trafficking, human trafficking, murders, robberies, rapes, and every other form of diabolical activity, then the whole government basically implodes on itself because of the corruption from within. And this is unfortunately the way we find America right now.
Yes, but you know, the big thing that we, you know, it's going to take a couple of years to get used to it, Chris. We elected Donald Trump. We elected Donald Trump. So as big as these criminals are within the bureaucracy, appointed by a presidential criminal, Obama, and previous ones like the Bushes, Clinton, you know, other criminals, the fact that miraculously, this is the greatest miracle of your or my life politically, Donald Trump won. And he is senior to all of these people. And now here's what we're learning right now. People like Samantha Power from within that criminal syndicate, they're threatening him. Not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. Okay, that's a direct threat. She knew it. By dinner, she realized that she had let out her threat. And she didn't even walk it back. She just kind of restated it. But here's the amazing thing. Another miracle for you, Chris, and me. Donald Trump isn't, of course he's intimidated. Of course he's got to be afraid. But he's not going to cave in. He's going to fight back. And this is a tremendous risk to himself and to his family. As I say, my only concern about Donald Trump, my only fear about Donald Trump is not that he will be, you know, not true to us or that he will be a big disappointment. I have no such fear. My only fear about Donald Trump is that he stay healthy, and that he stay healthy. That's it. And stay in office. Yes. If he can do that, if he can make it through the next 7 years with the kind of fighter that he is, he will create a greater change in our country and in our future and in the whole world, the whole European world. And everybody else, you know, all the patriot parties in the other European nations in France and Italy and Austria that we cover in Hungary, they know this. They openly say it and they talk about it. Donald Trump is the key. It's a scary situation to be that dependent on one man, but we are. We'll be right back. Thank Chris. Thanks for calling. We'll take other calls after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.